Night's starry canopy descended over the woodlands. Both captives sagged, falling into an exhausted slumber. The painted ones had eaten. They did not bother lighting a fire down on the ground. Secure in their five-topped oak and the surrounding trees, the vermin did not mount any guards. Each went to their own group, nestling in the forks of boughs or huddling on broad limbs. Gradually, the atmosphere slid into a relaxed drowsiness. Bisky felt a footpaw kick him into wakefulness. It was double. The shrew was ready and alert. He whispered to his companion,
"Have you still got your sharp flint, matey?"
Keeping his voice low, the Redwaller replied,
"Aye, for all the good it'll do us. How can I reach it with my paws bound up like this?"
Double shook his head.
"I got the same trouble, friend. Mine's in me belt. I've got no chance of getting at it. Any bright ideas?"
For answer, Bisky reached out with his footpaws by swinging them. He hit Double's stomach. His fellow captive gave an irate snort.
"Didn't Jeg beat me enough? Have you got to have a go?"
The young mouse cautioned him.
"Keep your voice down, mate. I've got a plan. Now, shove your belly out toward me so I can see that flint in your belt."
Double obeyed wordlessly. Bisky started to swing his body to and fro, each time touching his friend's stomach. He could see the glitter of the flint in the starlight. Making an extra effort, he swung harder, grunting as his footpaws trapped the shard of flint between them. Double hissed excitedly.
"You've got a good clip on it there, mate. Well done, matey. What now?"
Arching his back, Bisky groaned in pain.
"Oh, my paws are all swelled with jigging about on this rope. It's really hurting me. Listen, I'm going to rest a moment before I carry on."
The gowsome shrew gnawed his lip with concern.
"Don't let go of the flint, Bisky. Is there anything I can do to help you, bucko?"
Trying to ignore the stinging numbness in his tightly bound forepaws, the young mouse gasped.
"Aye! There's two things you can do. When I give the word, suck your stomach in. It'll make it easier for me to pull the flint out with my footpaws. Once I've got it, I'll try a high kick. Do you think you could catch the flint in your mouth if I could lift it that far, mate?"
His companion chuckled.
"You just try me."
With both footpaws tightly clutching the flint shard, Bisky gave the word.
"Now!"
Double inhaled, pulling in his stomach hard. The belt slackened, and Bisky swiftly tugged the flint free. He dangled back and forth, holding the flint, his face creased in agony. Double muttered urgently,
"Try and swing yourself up, mate, before your paws give you too much pain. I'm ready, Bisky. Swing now!"
With one last desperate effort, the Redwall Mouse levered himself forward, kicking upward. He lost the flint. It slipped from the grasp of his footpaws, revolving in the air. Double gave a small squeak of dismay as it struck the tip of his snout. However, he had the presence of mind to toss his head back, catching the flint shard neatly in his open mouth.